Commuters aren't the only ones feeling the pain of gas prices. First responders are also spending a lot more.
And it's hitting small town budgets really hard. Sheriff Joel Elifritz in Mineral County, West Virginia, says they were caught off guard.
We probably figured up to $3, a little over $3 a gallon average, but nobody's seen it going up this high.
They've tried to cut costs by reassigning officers so they don't have to drive as far.
I think we're still providing, the necessary patrols and stuff, which is just a difference on how we're doing it.
Joel Fay is an EMS manager in Trumansburg, New York. He says they decided to cut the engines on ambulances while waiting for calls, which means also powering down refrigerators and heaters to store medication. And Fay says that's not ideal.
That electricity needs to be there. Those medications need to be at temperature, and if they're not, they need to be discarded and replaced.
He also worries the rising costs will put a burden on local taxpayers.
Increase in cost to us may end up causing an increase to our tax base, which is not something I think any of us want by any means.
But Fay says they're still committed to getting the job done.
The bottom line is we need to answer our calls. How we do that, we will cross that bridge when we need to. We need to be able to provide that care for our community.
And they have to do so no matter how high gas prices go.